Hey there, time right now is 808, 98.5 NCX Cleveland's Classic Rock, and good morning, Joe Elliott from Def Leppard.
Hey, Slut.
Good to see you.
You can see me? Holy crap.
So before we get to this May show with you guys and Journey, May 28th on a Monday of Memorial Day weekend, got a question for you here.
Oh, yes. Good. Yeah, okay, great. Yeah.
You know, last year was a 30th anniversary release of Hysteria, so I remember when you toured for that in 1987-88. On the Hysteria tour, If Brain Cells Don't Let Me Down, wasn't that also done in the Round?
Yes, it was. We were in the Round 87, 88, and then we went out in the Round again in 92 when we did the Adrenalize album for about the first half of the tour, and then we got bored of it and we went back to One End.
Quite sneaky, you Def Leppard guys were. See, it was a square stage in the center of the arena, and then after intermission for, I think the opening act was Tesla, the lights go down, and there's Def Leppard, and all of us are wondering, how the hell did they get to the stage? You want to reveal how?
No, we used laundry basket. It was the only way to do it. You know, we had some of our crew just literally pushing these laundry baskets back and forth to the stage continuously. So they never really knew which one we were in, which particular run was being done that we were in. So I would share a laundry basket with Steve Clark and Sav. Phil went in one, and Rick Allen used to walk out there with a jacket on and a baseball cap and a fake beard or something, and he would walk carrying towels under his arm. We'd start having fun with it, and we used to stick bits of paper on the back of his coat that said, I'm Rick Allen.
Did anybody figure you guys out, or like...
I dare say, because we had to go through people, they would be banging it every time it went through and going woohoo and all that kind of stuff, but they certainly did it when we were inside.
Before we get more about you, I guess I should offer sincere apologies, Joe. It's been, 14 years that Def Leppard has not been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame here in Cleveland. You know the reason why?
I have no idea.
The Rock Hall has a few more rap artists to induct before they get around to Def Leppard, so I hope you all understand that.
Yeah. It's a kind of a contentious issue. I've never really been keen on the fact that you are chosen by the chosen ones, if you like. You know, some faceless committee of whoever in a back room deciding who's cool and who's not cool. The fact that it's now supposedly going into a kind of a public vote adds a lot more credibility and weight to the fact that if we ever do get at least nominated, I will actually care.
Right.
Because it's about the people that once bought your records or continuously buy your records and come and see you play live. Not some guys going, dude, we don't want them in. They're not cool. We want Lou Reed and we want Loudon Wainwright, which all, in fairness, deserve to be in there. When bands like Lynyrd Skynyrd were like refused like seven times, I just find it a little offensive, to be quite honest.
Don't you find it like it's very clubby? It's like you got it's like high school.
Absolutely. But if that's going to change, then my opinion on the whole thing will change, because if they allow a common vote, then I think that's okay. And we'll see what happens. But I won't hold my breath.
Yeah, I think you're going to eventually get in. Hopefully it's going to happen in our lifetime. Joe Elliott joins us here on 98.5 NCX. Def Leppard Journey coming Monday, May 28th. Tickets go on sale 10 a.m. on Saturday, February the 3rd at Ticketmaster and the usual outlets. Hey, I understand that we got you for another time later on this hour, so why don't you get yourself a cup of coffee? We'll come back and talk about other things, Def Leppard and stuff like that. Is that cool with you? Maybe we'll have you back on in like about a half hour, Joe?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah.